This is the moment when we prepare our minds to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord. When I think about the story of the crucifixion, there's a detail that I usually tend to skip over. Let's remember how this story started. 1 Corinthians 11:23 tells us that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. Jesus was arrested that night because he was betrayed by one of his closest friends. And even though Jesus saw this coming, I imagine this still broke his heart. And sometimes I wonder if being betrayed by Judas hurt more than the nails that were driven through his hands. The story of Judas isn't a good story. When we think about it, it's usually a story that we don't really talk about for a few reasons. One of those reasons being that nothing good is ever said about Judas. Mark introduces Judas as the one who betrayed Jesus. Luke calls him a traitor. John tells us that Judas was a thief. So to sum this up, Judas is a selfish, evil, greedy man who betrayed the Messiah for 30 pieces of silver. Another reason why we don't talk about the story that much is because the story of Judas does not have a happy ending. Turn with me now to Matthew chapter 27. Matthew chapter 27, starting in verse 3. Then when Judas, his betrayer, saw that Jesus was condemned, he changed his mind and brought back the 30 pieces of silver to the chief priest and to the elders, saying, "I have sinned by betraying innocent blood." They said, "What is that to us? See it to yourself." And throwing down the pieces of silver into the temple, he departed and he went and hanged himself. After seeing that Jesus is going to die, Judas has remorse. He realizes that what he did was wrong. He admits that Jesus is innocent. And when he realizes there's nothing he can do to save Jesus, he hangs himself. You know, this is tragic because there is no redemption story for Judas. He doesn't get a second chance to talk with Jesus. His story ends with death. And unfortunately, the sad truth is that many people's story will end like Judas's. For those who don't seek forgiveness from the Lord, their story will end with hopelessness and death. But because of Christ, our story doesn't have to end that way. First, we must recognize that we can relate to Judas. Judas planned on betraying Jesus. He had sin brewing in his heart for a long time, and after he went through with it, he had remorse. He regretted it. He wanted to undo it. And this is relatable. We know what it's like to feel guilt and remorse after we sin. We know what it's like when we betray our conscience. Have you ever done something that you thought was unforgivable? Because Christ shed his blood on the cross, there is forgiveness. In Matthew chapter 26, Judas made a deal with the priest. He was going to betray the Messiah for 30 pieces of silver. And this is a sickening and just awful thing to think about. But after this deal was made, after they were gathered around Jesus at the table, look what Jesus said later that evening in Matthew 26, starting in verse 26. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to the disciples, and said, "Take, eat, "This is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." This applied to Judas. When we think about it, Judas could have been forgiven of his sins, but instead he decided to end his life. And obviously that's the worst thing that he could have done, because he gave up his opportunity at being forgiven. We need to remember that what Jesus says here in Matthew 26 also applies to us. In that moment when we feel guilt and remorse over our sins, Jesus is the answer. He's the only one who can forgive us of everything that we've done. And we need to recognize that he has given us an opportunity to be right with him. By looking at scripture, we also see that the Lord offers hope. Turn with me now to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Of course, this is the scene when Peter is preaching to the Jews on the day of Pentecost. Look what he says in Acts chapter 2, verse 23. Peter says, "This Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men." These people are in a similar boat with Judas. They wanted Jesus dead. They shouted, "Crucify him," from the crowds. These people are guilty of killing Jesus. In verse 37, we read that they were cut to the heart for what they've done. Maybe they felt like what they've done was unforgivable. But Peter goes on to remind them that there's hope. Look at me in verse 38. He says, "And Peter said to them, 'Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.'" In a moment when they felt hopeless, Peter reminded them that there's hope. Because they turned to Jesus, these Jews weren't condemned for their sins. Instead, they were saved. They took that second chance to be right with the Lord. We go on to see that instead of suffering a spiritual death, those who turned to Jesus received the forgiveness of sins and eternal life. This is what we celebrate at the table, that because of his sacrifice, we have been forgiven of our sins. Because he was raised, we have received eternal life. When we eat from this table, we are reminded that the Lord has given us all an opportunity to be right with him. Let's be thankful and celebrate these things as we eat this meal dedicated to our Lord.